All right, let's talk about Pirates of the Caribbean.
I love Caribbean. You, Amanda.
Bye, Amanda.
Wait, is it Caribbean or Caribbean?
I can go either way.
Billy Ocean says Caribbean Queen.
He says Caribbean.
I'm going with Billy Ocean.
You are? Yeah. I see Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean opens today. Don and John, our movie reviewers, I hope they saw it. Carrie saw it a couple weeks ago. Don and John, what do you got?
Hey, you guys. Good morning. Hey. Ahoy, mateys. Yes, it's Pirates of the Caribbean is how Disney pronounces it, so that's what we're going with.
Yeah, and we have seen it, so we're good.
Now, I know you guys got a big screening tonight, right?
It's not a screening. It's just because it's already out. We just kind of bought out a theater.
Right, there you go. So how's the pirate song go? Yo ho ho and a bottle of rum.
Yo ho.
Yo ho. Yo ho.
I'll bring the bottle of rum, but you guys gotta bring the hose.
Oh, nice.
I'm telling you, we're gonna need them. Trust me.
Well, John and I were so looking forward to this Pirates movie because we were really big fans of the first one. We couldn't wait to see this one. We were all hyped up about it. But I gotta tell you, it's really kind of hard to tell you what the story's about because it's really confusing. It's almost like. This is so, like, a lot of filler to get you to Pirates of the Caribbean 3 that they've already filmed, and nothing's really resolved, and it's 2.5 hours of really confusing stuff. But I do think I got some of it figured out, so I'm going to tell you what I think I have figured out. And that's where the movie starts, at the wedding of Keira Knightley and Orlando Bloom. And they're arrested, and they've been told that they're going to be thrown in the brig, and they're going to be actually put to death because they helped Jack Sparrow out in the last movie. Of course, Jack Sparrow is played by Johnny Depp. And Orlando is given an option. If he goes and finds Johnny Depp and he gets his compass and he brings it back, he can trade it for their freedom, which is kind of cool. And Jack, in the meantime, is kind of thinking that he might want to find this key to this dead man's chest thing that actually holds the heart of a beating man. And the man is Davy Jones, who's this kind of creepy-looking half-dead guy that's sort of half-octopus. And then back in the dungeon, Keira decides she's going to break out, and I know this is kind of confusing because I'm not really sure what's going on, but she decides she's going to catch up with the guys. Well, she does. They all end up at the same place at the same time. There's some confusion over who she loves. Nobody really does try to get the compass from Jack, and there's this big, huge sea creature that tries to kill everybody. And, oh, by the way, some other dude ends up getting the beating heart from the chest. So I could be entirely wrong about everything I just told you because, like I said, it was confusing. So I'm not sure I figured it out, but that's kind of what I got.
Shiver me timbers, Dawn. What's wrong with you?
That's
an awesome movie.
I know.
Now, I'm sorry, Carrie, but she's right. This kind of blows like a big nor'easter.
Really? Neither one of you guys liked it.
No. I mean, not only could I not follow the story, I couldn't even understand half of what they were saying.
And yep.
I kind of know the nautical lingo, so I don't know what it was.
All right, wait, hold on. Carrie, now you saw it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I thought it was fantastic. You got to keep in mind, it's got, like, you've got to go back to Matrix, the Matrix trilogy. The second movie that's always stuck in the middle, it's always kind of closing up what happened in the first, and it's setting up stuff for
the
third.
So it's kind of a
bridge. I don't like, it's all setting you up for the third one. There's absolutely nothing resolved in this. It's not self-contained at all.
Well, what do you mean? Will Turner meets his dad?
Confusing. Carrie, it's so confusing. I didn't understand half of what was going on. Did you really get all that?
Yeah, I totally did. But,
please.
No, I did. Like in the first movie, they left this kind of a cliffhanger with Will Turner's dad. You know, they found out that his dad was that, what's his name, Buck something. I forget the dad's name, but the dad turns up and ends up saving his life. My God, you know, like
so
there's a bunch of.
It closes some stuff and introduces new stuff.
All at the same time.
But now you guys both saw the first one and loved it.
Yeah, I loved the first one.
I did. That was the first one. You guys also have to acknowledge it's hard to top the first one.
Yeah. But I wasn't sitting next to Keira Knightley, so that might have been different.
I think that there's a lot to that. You know, they
had
the whole red carpet thing. They show the movie at Disneyland. It's all hype. So, I mean, you just go with the vibe.
Yeah,
well, if you think about it, that's kind of why the record or the movie companies do
exactly
that.
Exactly right.
Because you have a great experience. You come back and talk about how great the movie is.
Yeah, me sitting here talking about it.
Hey, let me tell you something else that really bothered me. And, Carrie, I think you can back me up on this. You know how some movies where the previews are actually all the funny stuff from the movie?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This one, the previews are funnier than the movie. They've recut some of it to make the previews funny when in the movie it's really not.
Like, yeah, the previews are different than what you actually see in the movie. It's very strange.
Really? See, I thought the movie was a lot funnier.
There's some funny stuff, but
I thought the previews of the movie made it a little darker and a little more scary as opposed to, like, you see it and there's a bunch of goofy Jack Sparrow moments.
It is pretty dark and scary, though.
Sometimes while they're making the movie, they will put out a preview so that you're getting excited. Kind of like right now, you can see Spider-Man 3, even though they're still shooting it.
Yes.
But what happens is then they recut scenes for the movie or they're different angles, and those that made it in the preview aren't what was in the movie.
So we're sitting back like, hey, where was that scene?
And that's a little different,
Have you seen the preview where he goes, I'm not leaving without Jack, Orlando Bloom says that, and then all of a sudden the natives come, he goes, time to go, which is really funny. That's not how it happens in the movie. He says, all right, we need to go, and there's like a long space in there. It's not a funny part at all. So
odd.
It was kind of disappointing.
Hey, what do you guys think of Superman?
What's that?
What do you think of Superman?
Oh. Hated it.
No, I loved it.
you know, it's more of a girl movie, I think.
Absolutely.
I think it's more of a girl movie.
Yeah. I think it might be. It might be a superhero movie that's a chick flick, but you guys, I thought it was pretty clever how they did it. They pulled in a lot of the past, so you knew what was going on, and it set up the future for the next Superman generation. I thought it was really cool.
Don told me it tied really well to Smallville, and I was like, what the hell? I wanted to see some superhero butt kicking.
That's all I wanted to see, was Superman just busting some bad guy butt.
Yeah.
I think those of us that were boys in like the 70s and 80s were going to have a different expectation.
Yeah, the 1978 version of Christopher Reeve was phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know what happened to good movies like superhero movies? Titanic, because they introduced a love story in the middle of people dying cool, arcing off propellers and stuff.
That's a good
and
point.
I think ever since then, Spider-Man, all of them, they have to do some love story to get the girls interested, and they spend way too much time doing that and not enough time with the action.
Yeah,
but Lois Lane's always been a part of Superman. She's a part of this one. She's always been a part of it.
Yeah, I wanted a Mission Impossible 3 one. I mean, that's kind of an action movie with a little romance. If you throw a cape on Tom Cruise in that, that's what I wanted.
There's a reason X-Men 3 is the biggest movie of the summer so far. It's because it's great, and it gives you everything you want. Explosions, intrigue, a little bit of a plot, but mostly it's just cool.
I bet you Pirates beats that.
Really? Over the summer?
Yeah.
You think what?
I think Pirates of the Caribbean will beat X-Men.
I think Pirates is going to open around $65 million. And the first weekend of X-Men 3, Carrie nailed it a few weeks ago, $120 million. Nobody's going to beat that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Longevity.
And you know what movie I cannot wait for? And I only have like a couple more weeks. Is that Lady in the Water? It looks really good. It's based off of it's basically a fairy tale that M. Night Shyamalan, it's like a girl who she ends up living underground under the pool in a pipe system, and there's like a bad wolf that won't let her get back to her
world. You should go to the screening with us, Carrie, so we can actually wrestle if we disagree.
There you go.
I know, I will whoop that ass.
Hey, Randy's lived in a sewer for months. There's no movie made about him.
All right, you guys, by the way, I thought Click was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, good Click movie, very good movie.
Did you tell him you cried?
I cried when the dad died. And I got this email from a guy saying you ruined the movie, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't ruin the movie.
No.
It's not ruined at all by me telling you the dad died.
No, it doesn't ruin that at all.
No.
Fantastic movie.
All right, thanks, you guys. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, y'all.
Okay.